Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 5th, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Later tonight, on our second call at 9 p.m. Central, we'll be recognizing the More Success Team winners of the Performance Club Atlantis in the Bahamas all-expense-paid vacation. Now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 ring earner, Platinum 5 Executive Director, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of the More Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy. I can hear a lot of people talking, Randy.
All right, I'm muting those as they come on.
Okay. Well, you know, Randy, tonight's a special night. You know, I've been back about 3 weeks now, and not only a couple of days a week at the office, a couple of 3 hours at a time, but it's wonderful to be back and be with all the people. But, you know, this call right now is a very special call. You know, this lady is your daughter-in-law, my granddaughter, and your son Jeremy's wife. She's absolutely fantastic. And they got her and Jeremy got married December 1999. She was working in the group department at that time, and Jeremy had to come by my desk every time just to see her. So, she now in 2006 she became a full time associate. She resigned her position at the home office. Since then, she's earned their second Legal Shield ring, their platinum jacket, and they've achieved the level of platinum 7 executive director, which no one has ever achieved in the state of Oklahoma before. And looks like we're going to have to get busy to do it now. So, ladies and gentlemen, my honor, my privilege, my granddaughter, Miss Stephanie Moore.
Thank you, Paw. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Okay. All right. Well, good evening to everybody on the call. Thank you for having me as a speaker on the call tonight. I'll tell a little bit about my story. I actually started at the corporate office as a full-time college student looking for something part-time. I was hired in the group marketing department. However, my part-time quickly turned into a full-time position there at Legal Shield. And I worked at corporate for about 7 years, and then I went out into the field. This month actually starts my 19th year being with Legal Shield. As Papa said, I met my husband through Legal Shield. It's awarded me a life of being able to see my boys grow up, not miss anything. And so I'm definitely happy with what Legal Shield has afforded me in my life. I do a lot on the B2B side. Actually, that's where I do my business. Jeremy does the networking side. I do the B2B side. It's great when you have a couple that can do both aspects of the business. But when I meet with associates, I mean, it can be at conference, it can be at a business briefing, on vacation, on our trips that we take with Legal Shield, I get three of the most frequently asked questions when it comes to working the B2B side of Legal Shield. And so that's what I'm going to be covering tonight. The first question I get is, where do you get your accounts? So I will tell you how I personally have built mine. I followed my dollar. And what I mean by that is wherever I spent my money, those were my first contacts. So, you know, my doctor, and Jeremy had a different doctor. My doctor actually fringes his office. And then we have Jeremy's doctor. He had kids, you know, there was a pediatrician that we could open as well. We do our car dealerships where we purchase our cars. You know, we sign them up, our dry cleaners. And just to kind of give a little bit of story about that, at first when we asked for 15 minutes with our dry cleaners, and we had, you know, been going there for a while, you know that Jeremy wears suits, you know, almost on a daily basis, so we spend quite a bit of money at the dry cleaners. He would not give us the 15 minutes. So we simply took our business elsewhere, and we found another dry cleaner. And it wasn't long before they called us back, wanting to know what it would take for us to get our business back. And so we requested that 15 minutes. They granted it, and so we went back to that dry cleaner. Our kids' school, we, you know, got that as an account where we have our cars repaired, our bank. So just wherever you spend your dollar, I just highly recommend following your dollar. If you're spending money there, they value you as a customer. And so that's how Jeremy and I got started, is following our daughter, our dollar. And then use your contacts from there. And so, for examples on that, my dad is an architect. So, you know, I talked to all of the architects within his firm about, you know, opening them up as an account. My mom is a superintendent secretary at a school, so I talked to them. And I had a college buddy that was an HR director with an Indian tribe here in the state, you know, and so we got that Indian tribe. I had a high school friend that was a principal at one of a smaller school here in Oklahoma. He let me come in as a new rep for that school. He left. He let me come into the second school he came to. And then he left that school and brought me into the third school he came into, which is where he's at now. So I got three accounts just out of that one high school contact. Jeremy's friend was an insurance agent. He recruited him into the business. From there, we were able to open a corporate office with his insurance company. And so just kind of follow your contacts. Who do you know? You know, what businesses do they have? What contacts do they have within that company? You know, and I highly recommend using those. And then from there, get referrals with each account. And I recommend even the no's. So, you know, just ask them, who do you know that owns a business? You know, and that's how we've been able to keep our group accounts and then open up new ones, is by following our dollar, using the contacts that we personally know, and then getting referrals from there. And that kind of keeps the B2B side going for us. The second question I get a lot is, what materials do I use? I know it can be confusing sometimes because we have so much to choose from. It can be a little overwhelming, but I like to keep it simple, especially with new associates. And so what I recommend, if I'm approaching a business, I like to use our folders. They're nice and neat. I put the HR brochure in there, the two flat sheets, and what I mean by that is the Legal Shield flat sheet and the ID Shield flat sheet, the group authorization card, and then the member perks flyer. And then in my folder, I'll have articles that you can find on the associate portal to use if needed, you know, just if I need some backup. I also try to find articles that may have to do with that specific type of an account that I'm approaching, especially on the ID Shield side, if there's any data breaches that, you know, affected that particular type of company. You know, I'll put those in my folder. But again, I like to keep it simple because I want them to pay attention to what I'm saying and not reading the materials while I'm talking. And then as far as the group presentation, what I do is I print from the associate portal the Legal and ID Shield flat sheets. I like those. They're not real wordy. They kind of highlight, you know, our product, give a brief description, and that allows them to listen more to me than reading that. And that's very simple. I like to print mine off in color, so sometimes I'll either use my personal printer or go to Staples if I'm needing a lot. But it ends up not costing a whole lot. You can print those at home. I also use the member perks flyer. I'm obsessed with not leaving without that flyer. I think that that's a big draw, and so I use that, and then just add the application. That's all I use, the Legal Shield flat sheet, the ID Shield flat sheet, the member perks flyer, and then an application. So it keeps it very low cost for new associates, especially once you start writing the business. You know, that helps out a little bit on being able to maybe expand and add more to your packet, but I just highly recommend when you are first recruiting a B2B associate that you want to keep it not so overwhelming. And so you can do the brochures, or like I said, you can just have them simply print off the Legal Shield and ID Shield flat sheet. The third is, how often do I service my account? Now, I will tell you that servicing the account, that varies depending on the type of account that I have. So, for example, schools here in Oklahoma, they usually prefer you to come in August, which is their in-service. I know also sometimes larger schools will let you come and work the individual schools, you know, on teacher, parent, or on the staff meetings throughout the year. But I find that I have better success in the in-service in August. All of the teachers have to come to those, and I just have a better response whenever I'm in front of the group. And so that's how schools are usually done. I have one particular account that I do on a weekly basis. They have a standing appointment with me every Monday, and so I work that on a weekly basis. I have a few accounts that want me to do it on a monthly basis. They do a new hire on a monthly basis, and I come, you know, and do that. But I will say many of my accounts are annual enrollments, and, you know, they want you to come when they have their, you know, annual enrollment. So it may be October. I have some in October. I have some in November. I have some in December. And so it kind of depends on whenever they're wanting to do their annual enrollments. And so that kind of varies. So basically, most accounts will determine when you are going to service those accounts. And so I try to stay in touch as often as possible. I actually learned from Jimmy Parrish on how to kind of keep interest within the accounts. And what I mean by that is I try to get to know my contacts at those accounts on a personal basis. I learned from Jimmy Parrish a handwritten note goes a long ways, and I have to tell you from personal experience, it does. It means a lot. We've gone to so much technology that I feel like a lot of the HR directors, you know, appreciate the fact that I took the time out to send them a little handwritten thank you or a birthday card with, you know, a little note in there from me. I like to maybe order some donuts and have them sent to, you know, one of the accounts just for the heck of it, to let them know I'm thinking about them. Maybe send, like, Starbucks gift cards to the HR director, you know, the payroll person. Those are your two main contacts that you have, you know, and so that kind of keeps you familiar in their eyes as well. They don't forget about you. Christmas gifts, I do a lot of Christmas gifts, and none of this has to be very expensive. It's, you know, the thought that counts, and they appreciate it. And so I just recommend that, you know, you keep in contact with them. Handwritten note doesn't cost anything but a stamp. So it can be as simple or as elaborate you may want to go. So I feel like you also have to be willing to go above and beyond, not just show up once a year to that account and expect them to remember you, you know, when they only see you once a year. And so, you know, I try to stay in contact with them, and that's why I just highly recommend that you do that. Also, I'll give you a couple examples. We had a school district here of Jeremy and I's that was devastated by fires a few years ago. And it demolished a couple of the school buildings. And so it was, you know, a pretty devastating situation. And so I decided to drive over there, and it's a good 2 hours from my house to get to this particular school. And so I drove over there, took them a few things that they have listed on their website of needs, and then I left them a check. I mean, obviously I couldn't, you know, make it a huge donation like I would have liked to, but it's just the thought that counts and knowing that I care about them, you know, and I'm not just somebody that comes in once a year. I have another school that will call me for donations, you know, whether it may be school supplies that they're lacking. We have a lot of school funding that's being cut here in the state of Oklahoma. So school supplies are a big thing. And so I try to catch sales throughout the year where maybe I can stock up on some of that, and it won't cost so much, you know, out of pocket when August comes around. So I'll, you know, catch sales along, kind of keep it in a plastic tub, and when it comes August, I'm able to provide many of my schools with some school much-needed school supplies. I also have some accounts that do auctions, you know, for their employees, and they'll call me and, you know, want me to participate. I never turn down anything. So if they want me to participate, I'm going to be there and provide something for the auction. And that also allows me to go back in and visit. Because when I take the auction item, you know, that allows me to drop back in and kind of visit with them, you know, and I just feel like that makes a big impression on those HRs, even the CEOs of some of those companies, you know, knowing that I'm willing to be there and help out whenever. It's not, I'm just not a salesperson. I'm not just a vendor. I'm actually kind of part of their group. And so those are the three main questions that I get asked a lot. But I want to end with what the B2B side of the business has meant for me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, it's hard work. It's a lot of work. You know, with the accounts, you've got to keep up with them. You know, you've got to go to appointments. And so it's not the easiest side of the business. But what I like about it is I can go work my account, have a 15-minute presentation, and then I'm able to be back in enough time to pick up my son from school. Or I'm able to, you know, work around and be at my son's, you know, school play or Christmas program or host, you know, a Christmas party, not miss my son's baseball game that's in the middle of the day. You know, and I was kind of shocked and sad at the same time that, you know, my son Braden had a baseball tournament this weekend. It started on Thursday, and me and two other parents were all that was there for both teams. That's it. And that's because on a Thursday at 12:15 in the middle of the day, parents are working, you know, and we were playing in a tournament 2.5 hours away. So, you know, the eight of parents couldn't get there on a lunch break. And so that just made me feel good in my heart knowing that I didn't have to miss this, but yet I still have my business and my money coming in. And, you know, it's afforded me the lifestyle of getting to take my kids on these trips, you know, for the performance club. We've taken both boys to Hawaii. I'm actually really excited. Braden, my oldest son, and I have never gone on vacation together, and he and I are the ones that are going on the Atlantis trip. And so just being able to do this type of stuff, you know, if I didn't have Legal Shield, I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to afford to take the time off or afford to be able to take him to Atlantis. And so that's what the B2B side with Legal Shield means to me. I get to be a part-time employee and a full-time mother, and I wouldn't trade it for a minute. So, Pawpaw or Randy, whichever one I need to turn it over to.
Well, I can handle it. I didn't know where Mr. Moore was coming on or not, okay. Stephanie, but you did an outstanding job. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Would you mind if we asked, open it up for a few questions real quick? Would that be okay?
No, that's fine. Yes.
All right. You mentioned Mr. Jimmy Parrish a little earlier, so let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Stephanie, thanks so much, but I was taking just as many notes from you as apparently you were taking from me. So,
I've taken a lot of notes from you, Mr. Parrish.
I know you have, and any time I get around you and you're planning an event, I'm also doing the same because, as I've told you before, publicly and privately, you're one of the best in Legal Shield at being able to plan an event because we've got just about every team in Legal Shield trying to pattern their team retreats after the way you organize things. But the only thing I would mention, and you made reference to it a good bit during your presentation tonight, which is so good, but I think it helps people that maybe are not quite along as far along in the B2B side or, you know, really it even goes over to the networking side too. But I think it's important for maybe just make a comment or two about some of the things you talk about because we talk about, you know, winning, getting the rings, and, you know, you and Jeremy and I, Sherry and I, have been blessed to be able to earn certain rings with income levels. But, you know, I think it bears repeating, and for you to, and I'm going to turn it over to you to mention that, but we do a lot in our businesses that we make certain amounts of money, but you've been talking about how you're putting money back into your business. And I've told people before, you know, I may make X amount of dollars a year, but X amount goes back into, you know, the field of what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And so make a comment about that, just helping people understand that, you know, it's part of investment. You're not just, you know, throwing money away, or it doesn't go to just, you know, pay for your kids to be in tournaments, or, you know, put, you know, pay the light bill or put food on your table. But talk a bit about some of the money you get and how that, you know, that's been helpful to put back toward other things.
Yes, and I'll never forget, I had an account that decided that they were going to get rid of all of their vendors, but I was the only one spared. And one of the reasonings was because they felt like I was family. And that goes back to me sending, you know, the cards and, you know, the thank yous and little gifts along. I like to send, like, chocolate gift baskets and that sort of thing. And so, I mean, because of that, I didn't lose out on getting to go into that account like some of the other vendors did. And so, absolutely, it keeps me in, you know, the good graces, as you could say, with a lot of those accounts. And it pays off in the end. That would have been a huge loss for me to lose that account. There were 2,000 employees in that account. So, thankfully, he, you know, appreciated what I did, and so I was able to stay and not lose out on that. And, you know, another thing, kind of crossing over to the networking side, you know, we do a lot with our team. You know, we do dinners, especially on these trips. You know, we try to always plan something. When we do the conferences, you know, we'll always plan a lunch or a dinner with our team. And, you know, to me, it's just natural. I mean, why would you not want to do that? Why would you not want to put right back into your businesses, you know, that allow you to come in, or your team that is out there doing work for you? I just feel like more or less it's a thank you, and then it keeps them motivated. It, you know, keeps those groups to where they want to keep me in there. It keeps our recruits, you know, our new associates, to where they want to stay plugged in. They feel like they have a connection. They have a family. They have a home. And I've learned that from Pawpaw. Pawpaw is really good about doing that with his team. And so Jeremy and I just kind of mimicked what Pawpaw does for his group. And so I've learned a lot of that from him as well.
Thanks so much. And continue to do such a great job leading our team and setting the example when you're out in the field. Back to you, Randy.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, top group producer, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Yes, I am. And Stephanie, that was awesome. What an amazing training. I don't know if anybody's really ever trained on that before. And that was really, really, it was very refreshing, and it was actually, that was very good. you know, I'll have something I want you to comment on. You know, a lot of us have been trained that we've got, and I'm sure they've changed the times and all that as the training has evolved. But, you know, a lot of us got trained on the old 12-minute presentation. And, of course, you know, over the years what we have found is that there's all different scenarios that you can walk into when you're going to a group. The point is, I went to a group last week. They were hysterical about their health insurance because their health insurance is going up so much. They set it up at the very last minute. They had fired their broker. I got a flyer about it on Monday afternoon, and the first meeting started Monday afternoon. So, I mean, they literally was last minute. The very last thing in the world that I could possibly do after listening to a really long health presentation was get up and do a 12-minute presentation about Legal Shield. It was just they would have thrown things at me if I had done that. So comment about that. And so I didn't, after all. I did a commercial. And I had, like you had just talked about, I had paved the way. I'd sent my thank you cards, which I've done my entire career, of course, with Starbucks gift cards. Those little $10 gift cards are worth their weight in gold. You know, so I had done the things in advance to pave the way. But when I got there, I really only had a minute. So comment about that, because I know you've probably, that's happened to you before.
Oh, yes, I had an account that I worked, and I originally was given 20 minutes. I was towards the end of the presentation, so other vendors had gone before me. It was a school. So here in Oklahoma, we have OEA, APOE, we have several other organizations that like to say that they have a legal service as well. And so as I was passing out my packets, they went around and picked up my packets. And so I had to deal with that on top of the fact that they went so far over that the superintendent told me that my time was cut down to 5 minutes. Luckily, I pretty much have my presentation memorized. And the reason why I do that, it's the same thing I've done for years. I mean, I just kind of change it a little bit, tweak it with the new products and stuff. But using that same presentation, I'm able to cut it down from, you know, 30 minutes, 20 minutes to my 5 minutes. And even within that 5 minutes, I still want to save me some time where I can get those applications completed and picked up. So I can do a highlight, short, you know, presentation if need be and still be able to get my application. So that's what I recommend, is just having your presentation down down perfectly. And that way you know what you kind of want to highlight as the importance with that particular group. And that was a school, so I really focused, you know, on the school plan with the administrative hearings and some of the additional things that our regular plan doesn't have, you know, and let them know that as a school teacher you have some, you know, special benefits. And, you know, I just kind of highlight the things that may draw them in. But, yeah, I can cut it down to 5 minutes if needed.
And so if you do your prep work in advance, like I had some extra flyers, I actually handed out a little flyer about the will. It was a group of fire, it was a fire district, so I handed out the will, the brand new will preparation flyer about the phone app flyer, which I knew would really get them. So I handed that one of those out to everybody before the meeting even started, along with a little packet. So at least I knew that I had something there, because I knew that it was going to be mutiny if I talked. I knew it would be a bad time. Yeah. But like to reinforce what you just said, is the prep work was done. I had kind of paved the way. As a matter of fact, there's only two vendors there. I was one of them, and then the second night, I was the only one there, outside of the health people.
Yeah, you kind of, when you're working the B2B side, you definitely have to be prepared that if you go in, more than likely there's going to be a change of some sort, and you just kind of have to go with it. I mean, they're the boss, you know, at that account, you know, they're the boss, and so you just have to go with what they want you to go with, and, you know, I'll make it work with whatever they give me. So, like I said, if my packets were picked back up, I still made sure that, you know, I had the applications available to where, you know, they could sign the applications and I had time to pick them up. So, yeah, you have to be ready and adjust and, you know, make sure that you're prepared with whatever.
Well, thank you so much for all your wisdom tonight.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda. And Stephanie, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you and what you do for the team and how hard that you work. We really do appreciate that. And appreciate you spending your valuable time training our team tonight. You did a great job. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Mr. Kenmore.
I'm telling you, Ray, that girl always does a good job. Stephanie, great job. Appreciate you very much. Well, folks, getting ready for the next call. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. The next speaker is as the one we just had. But right now, we're going to take a break. But remember, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless, and I'll listen for you in a few minutes.
Good night, everyone.